This is a reading of The Soul's Probation, the first of the four mystery dramas by Rudolf Steiner. This is scene two, and the synopsis is, Johannes' soul reveals itself to him as a landscape of rocks and springs, out of which resound the ancient mystery words, O man, know thou thyself. Scene two. A place in the open, rocks and springs. The whole surroundings are to be thought of as within the soul of Johannes Thomasius. What follows is the content of his meditation. From the springs and rocks resounds, O man, know thou thyself. Johannes, for many years these words of weighty meaning I have heard. They sound to me from air and water. They echo up from depths of earth. And just as in the acorn, secretly the structure of the mighty oak is pressed, within the power of these words there is contained all that my thought can comprehend about the nature of the elements, of souls as well as spirits, of time and of eternity. The world and my own nature are living in the words, O man, know thou thyself. From the springs and rocks resounds, O man, know thou thyself. Johannes. And now, within me it is becoming terribly alive. Around me darkness weaves, within me blackness yawns. Out of the world of darkness it resounds, out of soul blackness it rings forth, O man, know thou thyself. There sounds from springs and rocks, O man, know thou thyself. Johannes. And now it robs me of myself. I change with every hour of the day. I melt into the night. The earth I follow in her cosmic course. I rumble in the thunder. I flash within the lightning. I am. But oh, I feel already separated from my being. I see my body's shell. It is an alien being outside myself. It is remote from me. There hovers nearer now another body, and with its mouth I have to speak. He brought me bitter sorrow. I gave him all my trust. He left me in my grief alone. He robbed me of the warmth of life and thrust me deep into cold earth. She whom I left, unhappy one, I was now she herself, and I must suffer her despair. Self-knowledge lent me strength to pour myself into another self. Oh, cruel words! Your light is quenched by its own power. Oh, man, know thou thyself. There sounds from springs and rocks. Oh, man, know thou thyself. Johannes, you guide me back again into the spheres of my own being. Yet how do I behold myself? My human form is lost. As raging dragon I must see myself, begot of lust and greed. I clearly sense how an illusion's cloud has hid me, has hid from me till now my own appalling form. The fierceness of my being will devour me, and running like consuming fire through all my veins, I feel those words which hitherto with elemental power revealed to me the truth of suns and earths. They live within my pulse, they beat within my heart, and even in my thought itself I feel those unfamiliar worlds flare up as wild desires. This is the fruitage of the words, O man, know thou thyself. There sounds from springs and rocks, O man, know thou thyself. Johannes. There from the dark abyss, what being gloats on me? I feel the chains that hold me fettered fast to you. Prometheus was not chained so fast upon the cliffs of Caucasus as I am chained to you. Who are you, horrifying being? There sounds from springs and rocks, O man, know thou thyself. Johannes. Oh, now I recognize you. It is myself. No knowledge chains to you, pernicious monster. Maria enters, but is not noticed by Johannes for the time being. Myself, pernicious monster, I sought to flee from you. The worlds wherein my folly fled, in order to be free from my own self, have dazzled and have blinded me, and blind I am once more within the blinded soul. O man, know thou thyself. There sounds from springs and rocks, O man, know thou thyself. Johannes, as if coming to himself, sees Maria. The meditation passes over into inner reality. Maria, you are here. Maria, I've looked for you, my friend, although I know how dear to you is solitude, now that so many people's views have flooded through your soul. And I know, too, that at this time my presence cannot help my friend. An urge that is obscure is driving me to you this very moment, when words of Benedictus have called up, instead of light, such bitter grief out of your spirit depths. Johannes, how dear to me is solitude! How often have I sought it out, to find in it myself, whenever joy, pain and joy of men have driven me into the labyrinths of thought. Maria, that is past. What Benedictus's words at first drew forth out of my soul, and what I then lived through from everything those people said, seems little to me now, if I compare it to the storm which solitude has brought into my heavy brooding. Oh, this solitude! It drove me into cosmic spaces. It tore me from myself. Within that being to whom I brought such grief, I rose again but as another, and had to bear the pain which I myself had caused. The fierce, dark solitude then gave me back myself, but only to appall me at the abyss of my own being. For me, man's final refuge, for me, my solitude is lost. Maria, I must repeat my words to you. No one but Benedictus can now help you. The firm support we lack, we both must have from him. For, no, I also can no longer bear the riddle of my life, unless some sign from him can make the answer clear to me. The lofty wisdom, pointing out that only semblance and illusion are spread out over all our life, as long as human thinking grasps alone its surface. I've often held it up before my mind. And every time it says, you must be clear that an illusion is shrouding you, though often it may seem the truth, that evil fruit could come from your desire to wake that light in others which lives in you yourself. My soul's best part can see that heavy feelings of oppression in you, my friend, from living at my side, are too a portion of the thorny path that leads you to the light of truth. You must live through each terror to which illusion can give birth before the truth reveals itself to you. Thus speaks your star. Yet through this starry world is also clear to me that we must wander on the spirit paths together. But when I seek these paths, there spreads itself before my gaze dark night. And blacker still becomes this night through much which I must meet as fruit of my own being. We both must look for clarity in that light, which for the eye can vanish, but never be extinguished. Johannes, Maria, are you then aware through what my soul has fought its way? A heavy load indeed has fallen upon you, dear friend, yet foreign to your being is that power which has so wholly shattered me. You can ascend to brightest heights of truth. You can direct your steady gaze at men's confusion. In light and darkness you will affirm yourself. But every moment can deprive me of myself. I had to plunge into those people who through their words revealed themselves just now. I followed one into the cloister's loneliness. I heard within the other soul Felicia's tales. I was each one, but for myself I died. I'd have to have the faith that beings spring from nothingness if I should cherish any hope that from the nothingness in me a human being ever could be born. They force me out of fear into the darkness and hunt me through the darkness into fear, these words imbued with wisdom. O man, know thou thyself. From the springs and rocks resounds, O man, know thou thyself. Curtain. The end of scene 2.